The Spendthrift 80s, Part 6, Songs, 1980 and 81. Now, the popular music scene underwent a profound change in the early 80s with the arrival of the music video, debuting as a television staple in August of 1981 on cable's MTV. The four-minute audiovisual format, a marriage of pop music and quick-edit film techniques targeted at the teenage market, was variously heralded and lambasted as number one, nothing more than a commercial advertisement for a new record. Number two, nothing less than a vanguard form of video art. And three, a new genre of TV cartoons for teens. It turned out to be all three and more. The music videos boosted the sales of records, mesmerized teens around the clock the way Saturday morning Looney Tunes transfixed tots, and attracted serious artists like John Mayberry, whose simplicity of style in Sinead O'Connor's clip Nothing Compares to You, in which the Irish singer appears as a close-cropped, hit-talking head, earned the video three MTV awards in 1990. 1980, the decade's first number one single, January the 5th, 1980, was Please Don't Go, a departure for KC and the Sunshine Band, which had been known in the late 70s for the disco music. The group was quickly displaced from the top slot by Michael Jackson's Rock With You, which in turn succumbed to Captain and Tennille's Do That to Me One More Time, written by Tony Tennille, who would soon be repackaged by TV executives as the new Dinah Shore and given her own talk show. Come spring, Blondie topped the charts with Call Me, title song for the film American Gigolo, written by Deborah Harry herself. The Paul Schrader movie was about a lady and a stud, and Harry's co-writer, Giorgio Moroder, originally wanted the song's title to reflect the mechanical aspect of a gigolo's lovemaking, suggesting it be called Machine Man. While Call Me was still selling briskly, Kenny Rogers, with Kim Carnes, had a hit that with Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer, Paul McCartney with Coming Up, and Billy Joel with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. During the summer of 1980, movies provided some of the biggest hit songs. There was Bette Midler's single The Rose, Olivia Newton-John's Magic, this last from a critically panned film Xanadu. Though the movie was a complete box office failure, its soundtrack went platinum and produced five top 20 singles. In addition to Magic, the title song Xanadu, the romantic duet Suddenly with Newton-John and Cliff Richard, I'm Alive by the Electric Light Orchestra and All Over the World by the same group. On average, the Xanadu experience provided positive for Olivia Newton-John, though embarrassed by the film. Olivia scored two musical successes and found a husband in actor Matt Lattanzi. Teenagers returned to school in September, dancing to Irene Cara's hit Fame, as well as Diana Ross's biggest single of her solo career, Upside Down, 4 weeks at number one. A form of emotionalist singing was popularized briefly by Devo, a bizarre robotic quintet from Akron, Ohio, who had a hit with Whip It. The spastic scuffling performers derived their name from the word devolution, which they believe was the downslide direction humankind was headed on. Among familiar names to top the charts in the last quarter of the year, Barbara Streisand with Women in Love, Kenny Rogers with Lady, and Neil Diamond with Love on the Rocks. The year 1980 ended tragically with the murder of John Lennon. After a long hiatus from recording, Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono released the LP Double Fantasy on November 17th. One prophetically titled single, Just Like Starting Over, slowly climbed the charts, reaching number 6 in the first week of December. On the evening of December the 8th, Lennon and Ono worked late in the Manhattan studio, sound studio, putting finishing touches on the song, Walking on Thin Ice, for the next album, tentatively entitled Milk and Honey. Around 10:50 p.m., they returned home to their Upper West Side apartment in the Dakota when a voice called out, Mr. Lennon. John turned around and was shot 5 times. He was rushed to the Roosevelt Hospital, where he died from internal injuries. With grim irony, Just Like Starting Over climbed the charts to number one at Christmas time, a posthumous success for one of rock music's greats. 1981. The new year opened with Blondie holding the number one song, The Tide Is High, the first single to displace John Lennon's Starting Over, 5 weeks at the top of the charts. Climbing fast was Rod Stewart's Passion and Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, which reached the top in late February. This last was a breakthrough for Dolly Parton, who wrote the song and sang it, and it was the title number for her first venture in the film acting, as the dipsy Dora Lee, secretary to a male chauvinist boss, Dabney Coleman, Parton demonstrated she could compete with co-stars Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. If anything, she was the most realistic of the three office workers in the women's lib comedy. Newsweek called the singer a sweet, easy comic presence, a natural actress. The country and western singer had crossover, and she picked up an Oscar nomination for Best Song. A year later, 9 to 5 debuted as an ABC sitcom, with Dolly Parton's sister Rachel Dennison playing one of the leads. John Lennon had a second posthumous hit with Woman, number 2 in late March, just behind Blondie's Rapture, which pop music chronicler Fred Bronson calls the first rap song many Americans had ever heard. For live performance of the hit, Blondie admitted that she ad-libbed lyrics during the single's rap segment. Though rap is already a sensation on the streets of South Bronx, years would pass before it exploded into a mainstream phenomenon. As summer approached, the top songs were Kiss on My List by Hall & Oates, Morning Train by Scottish-born Shayna Easton, and Betty Davis' Eyes by Kim Carnes. Songwriter Donna Weiss said that Davis's film Jezebel was perhaps the most immediate inspiration for the offbeat single, but she felt that all the actress's riveting glances on screen contributed to her penning of the lyrics. The song was a hit in 21 countries, won 2 Grammys, and prompted the real Betty Davis to send the letter to Kim Carnes thanking her for making her name known to a whole new generation of young people. 1981. Director Franco Zeffirelli was about to bring the best-selling novel Endless Love to the screen, starring Brooke Shields. He wanted a lush romantic theme song, reminiscent of the title from Love Story. But he also wanted the song to capture the story's obsessive love affair between two teenagers. Lionel Richie played an instrumental which he'd previously written but not recorded for Zeffirelli, but the director felt the lyrics were essential to sum up the film's theme. Richie composed words and persuaded Diana Ross to spare 2 hours from her busy schedule to record the song with him. When she arrived at the studio, Ross had not yet seen the lyrics. Within 2 hours, the singers had a take. Endless Love became the most successful Motown single of all time, holding the number one spot for 9 consecutive weeks in the summer of 1981. That year ended with Olivia Newton-John back on top of the charts with a song which would quickly become an anthem for ladies who worked out. Physical displayed a sexy, athletic side of the singer and was the springboard for her TV special, Let's Get Physical. It remained the country's number one song for 10 straight weeks, tying Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life. Many who listened to the song took the word physical to connotate aerobics, but others, it meant activities of a more sexual nature, which of course is what everybody at the high school I was teaching at took it as. So that is our beginnings of the songs of the 1980s. Obviously, we have 8 more years to go. Now, the source for this, Penati's Parade of Fads, Follies, and Manias, The Origins of Our Most Cherished Obsessions by Charles Penati. And as always, I hope you enjoyed that. Don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.